Hello. Today I will be describing Christine Sun Kim's artwork. My name is Laura Malden, and I am a close friend of Christine's. In general, her work is an exploration into reclaiming sound. She has worked in a variety of media and engaged in a range of experiments. Some of her earlier work that explored her relationship with sound consisted of attempting to capture feedback and other sounds from speakers by placing paper, paint, and paintbrushes on top of them, recording, if you will, the patterns of sound as the brush bounced and vibrated across the surface. She then began to explore performance, including performances that had her working with and manipulating her own vocalizations. She will be performing at the opening reception of What Can a Body Do? On Friday, October 26th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Cantor Fitzgerald Gallery. In some of her latest works, she has also returned to drawings, and I am now going to describe the three drawings that are included in this show. She is calling these drawings etudes. An etude is defined as a short composition for a solo instrument, intended as an exercise or to demonstrate technical virtuosity. There are three of them here, each one consisting of a large sheet of white paper, 40 inches by 40 inches. Centered on the lower half of the page of each of these is a drawing done in black ink. The drawing is quite small in relation to the page, being only approximately 6 inches by 6 inches. The three drawings are displayed in a row, each one even with the next. They consist of simple, clean lines, and they show arrows, words, and letters, as well as the staff used in musical notation. They bring together notational elements from different systems, graphic notation, musical notation, American Sign Language, or ASL, and ASL glossing. Glossing refers to a notation system that's used by linguists who study ASL in order to capture patterns of signed utterances for analysis. One of the ways Christine links these systems is by noting that, like sound and music, ASL also cannot be captured fully on paper. So for her, combining these various systems is an attempt to open up a new space of authority and ownership, and to offer an opportunity for rearranging hierarchies of information. The etudes have no titles, so I will describe them from left to right. Starting on the left, the first drawing has an arrow drawn in a circular motion, looping around itself. A line is drawn underneath this, and it extends past it to the right. Underneath this line is a notation. In small, handwritten letters, it says 2H, the number 2, uppercase H, followed by a colon. After this colon are 16 lowercase p's, which are written in a slightly larger size. After this is the word presence, written in quotation marks and all capital letters, and it's slightly smaller than the p's before it, equal in size to the 2H that comes before. In ASL glossing systems, 2H refers to a sign that requires two hands to articulate. The all capital word presence indicates the closest English translation for the concept articulated in that sign. Between these two glossing notations is the P, and this appears in musical notation called pianissimo. For musicians, pianissimo indicates quiet. The more P's that appear, the quieter a sound is. Hence, the multiple P's indicate a point to where it may be almost invisible or silent. The motion of the circular arrows above follows the movement of both hands in the sign for presence. It could mean, my presence is minimal, or I'm not here, or the like. The next drawing has a symmetrical image. In the center, there is a series of five crescendo symbols arranged in a vertical line. The crescendos, which not only indicate an increase in volume or a decrease in volume, also show directionality. In this line, they are situated such that they open from left to right. Below this line of five crescendos is the symbol called sforzando. In musical notation, it denotes an abrupt and fierce accent on a single sound or word. The symbol is noted with a small s, a large f, and a small z. On either side of this line are a set of motion arrows, once again showing us movement of hands. These arrows zigzag back and forth, and in the end, point in towards each other, towards the center line. On top of these motion arrows are crescendo symbols, but these are much larger than those in the line down the middle. They're of equal size to the arrows, and they mirror each other as well. The crescendo on the left opens up from left to right. The crescendo on the right gets smaller. It opens from the right to the left. So all of this points to the central line of the drawing, suggesting a huge clash or perhaps an argument. In the final drawing, there are two staffs. One is drawn above the other. The top staff has the word "finish" in all capital letters written above it. Now, underneath this staff and further to the left is the word "that," also written in all capital letters. Below this staff is the second one. Underneath this is a line with the word "positive" written in all capitals underneath that. And that is your description of the three etudes provided by Christine Sun Kim for What Can a Body Do?